probably the strongest of anything, which is possibly why they're still being used today. And some people like them more. They kind of look, they've got very rounded corners. So
yeah, that's what I had on my 71. I really liked them.
Yeah. I've got a couple stories about the 66 to 68 Windows.
Sure.
To, my first time ever meeting Rich Luhr of Airstream Life. I was down in North Carolina, and I happened upon this junkyard and had a 68 Overlander. Ambassador. I think it was a 68 Ambassador sitting in the junkyard. The only thing really present on the whole trailer were all the side Corning windows, and they were all original glass. So I got a really good deal coming out of the junkyard, and I put them on the forums that I had these, and at the time Rich was trying to, he was messing around trying to do some forming of, I think it was Luan, Colin, trying to do some drape forming to create the curve.
Polycarbonate, he was trying to form it.
Lexan?
But I ended up sending those windows to Vermont, and I ended up sending those windows to Colorado, and I'll have to send you a picture, maybe you can post it, of that ambassador sitting there in the junkyard, the poor thing.
Yeah.
But just last Wednesday, the day before my rally, I'm sitting there and UPS pulls up and I get this package from Vintage Trailer Supply. And it was a side window to a 68 Ambassador as well. Came from Vintage Trailer Supply to somebody coming down from Canada that was coming to my rally. They contacted me, asked if they could get a package shipped, and lo and behold, it was one of those Vintage Trailer Supply Corning windows to go into a side window on Dieter's 68 trailer that he had basically plexied and taped to his trailer so it wouldn't leak and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 67 trade window I had those windows, and like Colin said, especially the one right outside the door. If you had that open, there was no frame on the one I had, and very thin, and I mean, you could almost felt like you're going to cut your head off when you stepped out the door if you went the wrong way and that thing was open. Mine leaked too. I had them all taped up on the top because I couldn't locate the leaks of where they were leaking. But I agree with Colin. I like the windows that are pre 66.
Like my windows now, right?
And mine on the 60 trade wind. And,
all right.
And I've also got that 58, which is pre those that Colin's had some experience in those frames. And those are other air windows.
Yeah, and they're very stylish windows, and I don't see anything wrong with them. They've got the full frame and flat glass, and gaskets are available, etc. But this gentleman,
a lot more labor to take apart and restore, though, aren't they, Colin?
Definitely, but this gentleman obviously seems to be more interested in the 60s era, so that's...
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to find the hair standards in the 60s. So.
Okay, so the important thing is that the Cornings are now available from VintageTrailerSupply.com, so... Now it's not such an issue if you need to get them replaced.
And the replacements actually are thicker than the original, so they're somewhat more robust than original Corning.
All right, let's continue on with Jerry's questions here.
And also a specific question. One of the trailers we looked at has the Vista double pane windows, and they're kind of fogged, and wanted to know if there's any possible fixes and replacement costs for taking care of those windows that have kind of discolored.
All right, dual-pane VistaView windows, that's fogged over. We hear about this one quite often.
Yeah, I guess the quote-unquote quick fix to that is break out the inside pane and you scrape the remains of the whatever tinting or whatever they had on the inside of the outside pane, and you're left with a single pane window. I suppose they could potentially create a Lexan inside piece to take over from the original inside one, but there's no way to disassemble them from what I understand. We haven't tried it, but from what I've heard, that everybody just basically breaks out the inside one. They put tape over it so it doesn't shatter into a million pieces, and break it out and then clean out the pieces, clean out the inside of the outside pane, and they look great when they're done.
Yeah, that's an easy, cheap one for that. All right, let's move on to the next question here.
Second question has to do around the pros and cons. Now, I don't know if this is considered vintage or not, but apparently Airstream had some square areas.